Chapter 11 Object Dynamic Model of Marketing involves objects and their dynamics and mathematics. A description of the model. Introductory note on this chapter. In this chapter, I discuss a conceptualization of marketing from my perspective, which is somewhat focused on the physical sciences and mathematics. This involves a conceptual model of marketing that does not contradict any of the generally accepted principles, but it does show marketing from a different perspective. Looking at any subject from multiple perspectives often leads to creative insights, which may result in new methods and solutions to problems. Business and marketing, and everything in the universe, involve three fundamental concepts, which are objects, dynamics, and mathematics. Objects, dynamics, and mathematics are essentially fundamental categories, which apply to the physical and social sciences, including marketing. I am calling this the object dynamics model, and when applied to marketing, the object dynamics model of marketing. I define objects, dynamics, and mathematics from the perspective of this model under the following three subheadings. What does objects mean from the perspective of the object dynamics model of marketing? An object is any physical or non-physical entity. For marketing, this includes the manufacturing and transportation facilities and equipment of a business, as well as its employees, consumers, products, and financial resources. Markets, market segments, money, stock, goods, services, and anything that can be sold are also objects. The nature, quality, and quantity of these objects can determine the relative degree of success or failure of a business. What does dynamics mean from the perspective of the object dynamics model of marketing? Dynamics is anything that can be used to manipulate, change, move, or make an object. For marketing, this is all the activities associated with marketing. That is, dynamics means actions, and it includes the act of designing products, manufacturing, advertising, selling, writing advertisements, creating marketing and business plans, and any other action associated with business or marketing. The quality, quantity, and timing, or scheduling of the dynamics can determine the relative degree of success or failure of a business. Actually, the timing or scheduling of dynamics actions and activities can be extremely important. What does mathematics mean from the perspective of the object dynamics model of marketing? For this model, mathematics means anything that can be calculated, measured, or estimated in terms of numbers, in relation to objects and dynamics. This includes any type of measurement and calculation or estimation involving quantitative relationships of objects and dynamics. The mathematics involves answering a question in relation to objects and dynamics, such as how many objects are in a set. How much does the object weigh and cost? What is the direction and speed of motion of the object? What are the probabilities involved with this object and its related dynamics? What is the rate of velocity or change of velocity of the object? For marketing and business, some relevant questions that can be answered with mathematics involving calculations or estimations includes: what is the rate of manufacturing, the rate of sales, the rate of profit, rate of return on the investment, and the degree of financial risk with the marketing of new products, as well as many other calculations and estimates. Object dynamics model of marketing from the perspective of language. The three components of the model from the perspective of language: objects are nouns, dynamics are verbs, and mathematics relate to questions. The three components of the object dynamics model of marketing can be examined from the perspective of language. That is, objects are always nouns, such as production facilities, products, salesmen, saleswomen, money, etc. Dynamics are verbs, and include the activities associated with marketing, such as advertising, selling, shipping, planning, managing, etc. The mathematics generally involves a question, such as the following examples: what is the rate of sales? What is the rate of profit? What is the rate of return on our investment? How many items must we sell to break even? What are the chances that the consumers will buy this new product in sufficient quantity to make a profit? All of the above can be answered with calculations and measurements, except for the last question. The last question can only be answered by estimating, taking an educated guess, testing, feedback evaluation, or formal experimentation. This is usually the case when the question involves predictions and probabilities of consumer behavior, risks of product-related accidents, and risks of product liability. All of this is discussed in more detail under the next heading. The utility of the object dynamics model of marketing and related concepts. Mathematics, predictions and dynamics of human behavior. From the perspective of the object dynamics model, the model does not provide a method of predicting human behavior. Generally, when you are dealing with predictions and dynamics of human behavior, you cannot perform precise measurements and calculations in the way that you can with non-living objects. However, there are many methods that can be used to estimate the possible outcomes that involve human behavior. This includes intuition, common sense, educated guesses, market surveys, interviews and/or psychological testing of a sample of consumers. Thus, human behavior cannot be precisely predicted, but it is often relatively easy to measure the dynamics and results of human behavior. This does not involve what will happen. It involves what has happened. For example, you cannot predict the selling rate of a product before it is marketed, but you can precisely measure and calculate the selling rate of a product after it is marketed, based on the actual sales that took place. Calculations of this type can be done periodically and used to estimate future sales. The utility of the object dynamics model of marketing and conceptual models in general. The object dynamics model of marketing, as well as all other conceptual models or problem-solving techniques, may not be useful when they are used as a sole technique with unrealistic expectations. This generally applies to just about all methodologies. However, conceptual models of marketing, business, or anything else often are useful when they are used to analyze and evaluate real-life situations with the goal of stimulating the thought processes. This can lead to insights and creative solutions to problems and innovations. It might not matter if the model you are using is perfect or not. This is because the goal is to stimulate your mind, especially towards problem-solving, creative thinking and actions. This should, of course, be coupled with testing and experimentation to determine if you obtain the true solution. The idea is to learn to apply many different conceptual models, techniques, and methodologies to marketing, business, and everything else in life. This should be done with the goal of examining situations from different perspectives. The objective is to stimulate your mind to develop new insights, new solutions, and creative plans that can be tested out and improved by experimentation and trial and error. Applying the object dynamics model of marketing, a business can be analyzed and evaluated in terms of its objects, dynamics, and mathematics, involving calculations or estimations. When this is done, you are looking at the business from a somewhat unusual perspective, which may suggest new or creative ways of improving the business and its marketing strategies. The following list of questions can help you do this. Questions to evaluate and improve the objects that comprise your business in marketing. What are the relevant objects in your business? Make a list of all the relevant objects, especially those that involve problems or objects that can be improved. This includes manufacturing facilities, sales outlets, management, employees, etc. Do you have any problems with any of your relevant objects that comprise your business? If so, what are the problems, the relevant objects, and what are all the possible solutions? Add a list of your own questions that relate to the objects of your business and marketing efforts, and then try to answer them. Questions to evaluate and improve the dynamics, actions and activities that relate to your business and marketing. What are all the activities that are relevant to your business and marketing efforts? Make a list of all the activities, including tasks of any kind that are relevant. Are there any problems with any of the activities? Are there any problems completing tasks successfully? Is scheduling and timing adequate for the tasks that relate to your business and marketing efforts? What are all the possible ways that you can improve the activities, timing and scheduling that relate to your business and marketing efforts? Add a list of your own questions that relate to the dynamics of your business and marketing efforts, and try to answer them. Questions to evaluate and improve the mathematics, including estimates and calculations that relate to your business and marketing efforts. What are all the relevant calculations and estimations that relate to your business and marketing efforts? Make a list of the calculations and estimations that relate to your business. Are there any ways you can improve the precision of the calculations, or more importantly, the precision and accuracy of estimations? Are there any additional calculations or estimations that you can carry out that would improve your business or marketing efforts? Add a list of your own questions that relate to the mathematics, including calculations and estimations that relate to your business and marketing efforts, and then try to answer them. Miscellaneous questions: what are all the weak points, deficiencies, and problems in your business or marketing efforts? Make a list of these weak points, deficiencies, and problems. What are all the possible ways that you can make improvements for the items on your list? Are there any ways that you can solve or circumvent any of the problems on your list? Make a list of all the possible solutions for the weaknesses and problems that relate to your business, and test the solutions. What are all the possible ways that you can improve your business and marketing efforts? Make a list of all the possible ways and test out the feasible solutions to find the optimal approaches that work for your business. What are all the possible ways that you might be able to increase the rate of sales and the rate of profit from your products? Make a list of all the possible ways and test out the feasible solutions to find the optimal approaches that work for your business. Websites on conceptual models of marketing and related concepts. There are, of course, many other conceptual models of marketing besides the one presented above. The following list of websites will lead you to some of these models and other concepts on business and marketing. Search phrase with Google models on marketing. www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals models plus on plus marketing. This website consists of one or more search pages with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key and you will see a different set of websites. agb.poly.isu.edu web link. Words on website. Journal of Macro Marketing. Search.sabanet.co.za web link. Words on website. Mental models as moderating variable in 360-degree competency assessments. www.msi.org web link. Words on website. Marketing Science Institute. www.scienceedirect.com web link. Ab equals article URL and UDI equals B6V8R41 and CXWTJN user equals 10 and RDOC equals 1 and FMT equals and org equals search and sort equals D and view equals C and ACCT equals COO050221 and version equals 1 and URL version equals 0 and user it equals 10 and MD5 equals 5D19D7E008E6D6B19204797571725. Words on website models. For marketing decisions postscriptum. www.12manage.com web link. Words on website marketing, methods, models, and theories. marketing.bu.edu web link. Words on website introduction to marketing models. marketing.bu.edu web link. Words on website marketing models.